This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And Jay John filling in for David and Sue, who are taking a well-deserved week off. But we have plenty to get to this afternoon with a whole heap of good-looking people that are coming in and out of the studio. And the first one is Leanne of Switchboard. Hi, Leanne. How are you going?
Hey, Jace. That was a lovely intro. Thank you.
Whoa.
Oh, the fan club. Tell them to be quiet. Paparazzi.
Got them all in the studio.
I know.
They're a lot louder than I was anticipating, let's be honest.
That's my team.
Leanne, firstly, can we go back just a little? Mm-hmm. Tell us where Switchboard got started and why.
Where it was started in Melbourne, because we're a Victorian-based service, although we do cover Tasmania now, but that didn't happen in 1991 when we started. In fact, there were some phone helplines, it's just what we do, before then, but Switchboard itself started in 1991, and it was based on London Switchboard.
All right.
The LGBTI phone counselling service. Oh, so some guys came over from the UK and thought, think we need a phone service, and they had already volunteered in London, so they decided to start it up here.
Very good. 25 years ago.
25 years next year, so we'll have a bit of a party next year.
I think we're still running the CSA that says over 21 years. So.
Oh, well, it's true.
We do get busy it with our CSA 20. Production.
All right, well, we'll do a new one soon that says over 25 years.
So how many people have volunteered their time at Switchboard over the years?
Over 25 years, lots is probably
got them all
the answer
down.
To that. Look, we run training courses for our phone volunteers either once or twice a year. So my guess is over 25 years, there's probably been quite a few hundred people that have come through as phone counsellors. Obviously, we have volunteers doing other things like our committee of management and people that help with, certain expertise. But the bulk of our volunteers are phone counsellors.
I think we all know someone that's volunteering for or has volunteered for Switchboard.
Probably. In fact, we were talking for our birthday next year of maybe having a volunteer get together.
Oh, very good. The where class, are they now?
Yeah, the class of 98 or the whatevers.
The reunion.
Exactly. Because, I mean, times have changed. Some of our original founding members are involved as life members. And I remember one of them telling me that when they first wanted to list, well, known as Gay and Lesbian Switchboard then, in the phone book, that Telstra wouldn't list us because it had the word gay.
Wow.
So, and now look, they're probably after the
Yeah, exactly.
Dollar.
They're surrounding Joy at the moment. There's one next door, one over the road.
That's right.
I was going to ask you who the longest running serving volunteer would have been, but there you go, you've got a few.
Yeah, their life members tend not to still volunteer. I mean, we do have life members, but they're not founding members. Yep. Well, actually, we do have one now, founding member, that is a volunteer. As well.
Oh, cool.
So we have people who have achieved life membership, and in most cases that's someone who's volunteered for over 10 years, but we also give life membership for people that have sort of gone above and beyond the call of duty, like presidents and those sorts of people. I'd say there's still quite a few volunteers that have been with us for over 10 years.
Cool. Jeanette?
So we've been hearing a lot about QLife over the last year or so. Mm-hmm. So what's the relevance of QLife to Switchboard?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a confusing thing. A lot of people think QLife maybe is a new phone service, but it's not. It's us. So how it came about was each state has its own volunteer counselling service, and we all had at that time very minimal funding. Some had none. And when there was some funding available through the federal government, through I think it was Tele eHealth for web and phone counselling, we all decided to band together with another organisation that you probably know called the National LGBTI Health Alliance. So we partnered, all of us, to put in to actually create a national service. So we still remain our own individual organisations, and we're successful in that funding. So that was a delight.
Yep.
A surprise, in fact.
Yeah, but
it was
for sure.
It was great. So what it's allowed us to do is sort of network our phones. So if our lines are busy, instead of people just getting the engaged signal at ringing out of the voicemail, it'll actually go to the next state. And so another trained counsellor will take that call. And it's meant that we've had to ensure that everyone's trained to the same standards.
Yeah.
And it's meant we've had to share our resources of referral information. So like if you rang from here wanting to know about a support group, but you actually were speaking to someone in Brisbane, they would need to know where, I don't know, South Yarra is, or wherever you live. And they would need to know, you know, actually how to get you that information. So it sounds easy, but
because
it takes a little bit of work.
Because you need to relate to the person you're talking to if you're truly going to be able to help someone. And as soon as that person sounds a bit off, you're going to be a bit sceptical as the person calling, aren't you?
That's right. If you're like, I don't know. I mean, I remember one of our Brisbane guys saying that he actually came from overseas and someone rang from like far north Queensland and wanted to know about social groups. And he just looked up Metro because he had no idea where this place was, like 2,000 kilometres away. And he's like, oh, you can just go here, or you can just pop in here and you can do. And the guy's like, no, there's like a petrol station and like an old Kelpie in this town.
Yeah. That's not going to be all that helpful.
No.
That chocolate only gets you so far.
Red gong.
Well, if only you weren't, as you know, busy enough, really. Mm-hmm. You've launched another service as well.
We have.
Out and about. Tell us what it all is about.
Well, I mean, I guess the main strength of Switchboard is that all our volunteers identify as LGBTI.
Yep.
And what I guess our main focus is to help people connect, to reduce isolation and loneliness, and help people with the issues that they've got. And again, we saw some opportunities with the federal government in their community visitor scheme that's been going for a long, long time. But they introduced a new aspect of it where they were looking for volunteers to go into people's homes, older LGBTI or older people, and visit them, just keep them company.
Yeah.
So we put in for some funding to visit older LGBTI people, and we got that funding as well.
That's like two thumbs up right there.
I know. How good are we?
Or three.
Grant applications.
So I was assuming it was a bit more of a more stylish version of Meals on Wheels.
Well, it's more like, well, I was going to say we might take cakes and bickies, but we have to watch out because people are diabetic, that. It's like they might go, oh, yeah, I can have that scone. And you find out later, you're in trouble. So, not Meals on Wheels. It's very much just having a chat, keeping someone
connecting company.
Yeah, an hour a week, 2 hours a fortnight, watching a movie, looking through photo albums,
making
sharing
sure
stories.
Their radio's on Joy. Yeah, all that
that's
kind of
the
thing.
Because
I
do that all by myself sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, well, if you sort of add another good 60 years and
you'll be set.
Then I'll
you'll
get someone with me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the sort of the research has shown that older people in general are quite isolated within communities, and particularly LGBTI people, because they're not really super comfortable necessarily about coming out to their providers.
Yeah.
So, you know, they might go along to sort of mainstream pretty straight activities and stuff, but maybe they're not being true to themselves.
Well, we've talked a little bit about volunteers, but volunteers aren't the be-all and end-all in not-for-profit organisations. The moolah is important as well, isn't it?
The moolah.
So how do we help? How do we help out with the cash?
How do we make it rain?
On our parade?
Yeah, exactly.
No, we've been talking about these grants that we've gotten this funding, but if anyone knows about funding, usually that money is allocated to just making it happen and the implementation. We don't have any sort of cream on the top, I guess, to do things. So all the funding we get is mainly to resourcing. So we have three part-time staff. And a little bit of provision of resources, but not a lot. So we're always looking for money so that we can provide the latest technology for our volunteers. And one thing that we like to do is also provide really high-level training, and often you have to pay extra for that sort of stuff. So professional development, having guest speakers in or running workshops and all that sort of stuff. In fact, none of our funding pays our phone bill, which is sort of ironic.
How ironic,
QLife pays for the line, but we actually don't get our phone calls. Now, there I know people ring us, but you'd think...
No, but
You'd reckon a phone counselling service would get its phone bill sponsored, but no. So we actually have a link on our website, switchboard.org.au, that says Give Now, and we use the Our Community Give Now resource, which you can just donate online. It's just clicking a couple of boxes, sticking in your credit card number, and they actually will, on our behalf, send you a receipt, because every donation's over $2 is tax deductible.
Exactly.
Good before June 30.
As we know, June 30 is rolling around. So if anyone wants to donate, we would really appreciate that. And particularly if they want to donate and say the money is to be used in a certain way, we're happy to do that as
Excellent.
That's awesome.
Leanne, thank you so much. And we know you're going to be down at our
J's.
Joy Outside broadcast tomorrow at Ackling Court and St Kilda.
Yeah, going to have back onto cake. I think I might go for the New York baked cheesecake.
Oh, it's a good place to get cake.
Yeah, that is like not a disappointment at all.
Thank you, Leanne.
Thanks, Jason.
We'll hear from from you tomorrow.
Bye.
This is Nervo on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.